Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We might have said some things out loud yesterday. And actually, last week. Sure, we might go to Donegal for a spin in the lead up to the All-Ireland football final. Did we make plans? No, we did not. Did we put the boss in an uncompromising position where he kind of had to let us go? We might have. That might have been accidental. It might have been on purpose. So we made some calls last night. There was one place I could think of. Hey, they might take us in to do the show this day week. The Abbey in Donegal Town.
I mean, a great spot if we could get it.
Yeah. Ava's here from the Abbey. First of all, I'd imagine there's a few things on this week. You're a bit busy.
Flat to the mat. You would not believe. It's manic. It's manic in Donegal Town. It is a crazy Donegal fever that has taken over everyone, everything, every being, every place.
Despite ye being absolutely manic and mental and so much on your hands, you are willing to allow us to come to the famous Abbey Hotel on the Diamond in Donegal Town this day week.
Dave, we would love nothing more than to have you and Fionnuala and your crew come along next Friday and broadcast live from the iconic Abbey Hotel, because where else could you broadcast from?
Go on, Ava, yes!
Oh, this is the proverbial music to our ears, Ava, because we're
actually
worried.
Do you know what, Fionnuala?
Yeah.
Come on Thursday and stay over. Let us feed you, water you, and give you the full Donegal town works.
Oh, we don't deserve this, Ava.
You do. You're honorary Donegal folk now for the weekend.
I mean, I'm so glad to hear you say this, because we had raised concerns, Ava, that we would be accused of a bit of bandwagoning. Now, obviously, Dave has a much stronger claim to Donegal than I have, but we were saying, look, All-Ireland hype is All-Ireland hype, no matter where it is. So, Ava, you are speaking our language so much here.
It's our pleasure. The more bandwagoners, the better. And what better two bandwagoners than you two to come to the Abbey Hotel, honestly.
We will bandwagon like no bandwagoner has ever bandwagoned before.
You're going to fly the flag for us. It's going to be amazing.
The Abbey is super famous for jiving. Now, I have two left feet, but are you going to make us do jiving or tasks or anything?
Do you know what? I think I might be able to find the All-Ireland Jiving Champions, who frequent the Abbey Hotel on country music weekends, and perhaps they could show you a few moves.
Okay, I was joking, but you have thought about this.
We're doing it. I'm going to arrange for the All-Ireland Jiving Champions to come on Friday and teach you live on air, and maybe you can stream it on your socials and everyone can learn a few moves.
Oh God, can we keep this to the radio, please? People don't need to see me attempting jiving. Maybe Fionnuala, she's got a few moves.
She's got the moves. We'll do both of you.
The big question that I'd imagine you have been at, or you know what's coming.
I know what's coming.
Any tickets?
Listen, if you're not Eric Roberts, you're not getting an All-Ireland final ticket. They're harder than gold dust to get your hands on. It's near impossible. So that's all I can say about that.
That's completely understandable. How many inquiries have come to you and the hotel about tickets in the last week?
In the last 24 hours, I'd say about maybe 75.
And I'd say you're underplaying that as well. There's no one looking to book a room when the phone rings. They're keeping the good people who want to stay in the hotel out. It's the ticket hunters that are ringing.
They're all after us. They think that we have a whole load of them to give away. Unfortunately, it doesn't quite work like that at all. But as I said, it's they are literally like, it's like trying to get a diamond in the sand. But please come and do the show and we'll put you up and have an amazing time. We'll look after you. We'll have loads of crack and we'll get the jivers in and we'll show you what a nice, good Donegal day out is like up here at the Abbey Hotel.
Ava, we're buzzing for this. And in case it wasn't clear, we officially accept your excellent invitation. We'll see you next week.
Amazing.
Oh,
see you next week. Get on that wagon. Woo!
Ava, thank you so much for actually accepting our crazy idea. I know you're busy enough, so we really do appreciate this. I just hope the Donegal people appreciate it even a tenth as much as you do.
It's our absolute pleasure. And you are now officially Donegal folk for the next however long you want.
Excellent. Ava, thank you so much.
We'll see you next week and up Donegal!
Up Donegal! We're going to the Abbey and we're going to do a bit of jiving and we're going to kick a few balls and we're going to chat a few people and we're going to soak it all in this day week.
We absolutely are. The addition of jiving to an All-Ireland hype fest is just absolutely fantastic. Slightly worried though. I don't have the fitness needed to keep up a jive and I'm not too sure about the footwork either. Maybe they show us and the two of us just try to jive together.
I think I'm going to magically pull a hamstring on Thursday night.
Come on.
But this day week, Dave and Fionnuala live from the Abbey Hotel, Donegal Town.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.